Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Now, every time we gather like this, it's a good time for us to, sit around God's word and just feast on the word of God. And again, it's very important for us to pay attention to some of the things that were shared during our fasting and prayer, the season of waiting upon the Lord. And I want to encourage you that not only to fast when there is a corporate call, but to also go into the new year with your decisions to have quarterly seasons of consecrations. Quarterly seasons, you see, everybody who is advancing with God is doing something deliberately. Many times we just wonder and we say, somebody was called out and was given a prophecy, and we are wondering, that person is so lucky. No, there's no luck with God. God doesn't do luck. All right? Most times, the Lord might have found a reason to choose that person in spite of seeming weakness or even, in quote, sin. All right? So, I want you to make a decision to live a life with a clear direction. All right? So, you have to make this decision because nobody is going to make them for you. So one of those decisions is to determine that every 3 months of next year, you are going to have a specific part of that quarter that you are going to wait on the Lord. It could be for a day, it could be for 3 days. And this is a pastoral admonition, all right? So I want you to pay attention to it, because Jesus is not going to come down and tell you, he will send me. So he has told me to tell you. So our generation should not be lazy. Hallelujah. The days that are upon us, and you know, I'm not sure if I will come here on January 1 and tell you the things that will happen, but I've already started mentioning some of them. For those of you that are online, all right, I've told you that the Lord has called for a recession. And it will not just be something peculiar to Nigeria, it will be global. And there will be strong threats of war, very strong threats. And if we are not careful, those of us in Nigeria will be pulled in. In Africa, we'll be pulled in a very strange way. But that's not necessary, because it's all bad news. So I think what we want is good news, all right? So, but it's good for you to know, all right? It's good for you to know. And the Lord was reminding me yesterday of Papa Egan when there was a recession, because when there was a recession in his lifetime. And the Lord told him that there's going to be a recession in the following year. And the Lord told him, these are the things I want you to do to succeed in that year. Please pay attention, because the Lord, one of the ways the Lord talks to me is that he reminds me of conversations he has had with other people. All right? So you need to know how God talks to you. Okay? So the Lord reminded me of that conversation. I'd read that thing from one of his books. And the Lord told him that the following year will be a year where the world will fall, the U.S. will fall into depression. I think it was the period they called the Great Depression of the United States. You know, so the Lord told him, don't travel. Say amen. Amen. The Lord told Kenneth Hagin, say, don't travel. Reduce your preaching up and down. Your relevance as a man of God will not be known by going up and down. Are you with me now? The Lord did not tell Hagin that if he prayed, the recession would be taken out. The Lord told again, prepare for it. Prepare and act and save your house. That's the title of today's message. Prepare and act. Save your house. So the Lord said, Papa again, don't travel. This particular meeting, don't attend that meeting. Don't travel for this meeting. The Lord cut his itinerary into bits and told him, save your money. Alright? So, that was how Papa Egin was able to survive. I'm saying all of that because as we come into a new year, there's going to be a recession. I need you to be very wise. The Lord told Agin, don't travel. The recession is global. Alright? Except the Lord is asking you to go. Say amen. Except the Lord is asking you to go, don't try it. You may get there and they say, oh, they are recruiting teachers. And you go there, only to realize that what you need to even survive there is not Keremi, it's not what we are even talking about. Some of you that used to despise the teaching profession, you are now regretting now. Because the kings of the land have requested for teachers. And you are like, I should have gone for that teacher training program. I should have done that. Now you are regretting. So don't worry. The Lord will make another way for you. Just stay with me. Amen. Let's be rocking it here. Tell your neighbor, prepare and hack. Save your house. Wisdom is not usually common among those who are smart. They may have knowledge. But what to do when there's a crisis, most do not know. Noah was a regular guy. He was not a pastor. Noah was not a businessman. Everything Noah knew about God were the things he had heard around. He didn't have any advantage by reason of being able to sit in a church like this. But the Lord called upon him. Now, question. How many of you think God is unfair for choosing only Noah's family? Because sometimes there's something we call divine selection. You'll be selected. Yeah. The only problem with God selecting you is that he may not really explain to anybody. Even you may not even be sure as to why your life was preserved in that accident. You may not know. You must be delivered from program mentality. Do you know what program mentality is? Do you know what program mentality is? The thinking that it is only when you go for a special program that God will do something in your life. You have to be delivered. This generation is cursed with that thing. They think that their life will be changed because a big man of God came. No. Your life will be changed because the good shepherd. You are under his covering. Not because that man of God too. What most of you don't know, let me tell you. Are you here? Let me give you some orijo. We call it orijo. In those days, I don't know what they call it now. When you invite a man of God, if I was to be the person, the chances that before coming to preach in your church, I've gone to your website and I've listened to your last three messages. If I'm the one. Very high. I'll go on YouTube, listen to what you are teaching your people. That's if I was the one. If I can't get any of those, I will go to the pastor and ask, what have you been teaching them? So that whatever I'm teaching should be a continuation of that doctrine. And there are many times between the pastor and I, we've agreed on the limits. There are churches you go to, they will tell you don't lay hands. Alright? I went to preach in a meeting and very big people there. There was nobody, I could not just lay hand because all of them, even the person that invited me, his whole hair is gray. It's not even white, it's gray. And I sat beside them, 700 people or so. But the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to move amongst them. So how to do that now becomes a challenge where almost everybody is older than you are. The ones that are younger than or my age, they are the ushers. Do you understand that? So I lifted my hands and said, Spirit of the Lord, I have just 2 more minutes. Breathe into this place. Bam! Everybody down. I just dropped the mic. Did I touch you? So it's not my fault. You just owe yourself. There are certain things that will destroy the agenda of God. When you are always thinking what you are looking for is outside. Yes. He's the good shepherd. It's not far from you. Come on. I say it's not far from you. So when you pray, are you looking up or are you looking within? Are you here now? When you pray, are you thinking somewhere up there? Or are you thinking the connecting point is within your spirit? Those are the things that make prayer easier. Because some people feel like Jesus told us, he said some people, they think that by shouting that they will be heard. Is Jesus saying we should not be fervent in prayer? But when you think you can cheat yourself, not God, by screaming, God says, no, you are not going anywhere. There were even some folks in the Bible, when Elijah was having issues with them, they took a knife, cut themselves. The 400 prophets of Baal, they cut themselves. And yet, even their own God refused to answer. Tell your neighbor what you are looking for. It's inside you. There are people that think that, oh, by going for a special program, God will select them and do something. You are gambling with your life. You are placing the weight of your destiny on chance. Because it may happen and it may not happen. Have you ever asked yourself why the people who get healed first in Rainer Bonnke's crusade are Muslims? Who came to see? They don't have faith. But the first blind eyes, usually people who don't even believe in Jesus. When Rainer Bonnke came to Ikare, do you know where Ikare is? Some of you don't know where Ikare is. You only know Ohafia and Isialangwa. Please, I want to tell you again. This new year we are coming into, location will not affect you. Somebody might be listening to a program connected online. Huh? But his heart is sitting in front. Huh? Somebody else is looking up and down. Meanwhile, we were warned in scripture that if your eye is not single, it will be full of darkness. Tell your neighbor, find where you are planted. Find where you are planted. You see, because in spiritual things, focus amplifies revelation. What did I say? Focus, revelation. And when we prophesy, that's actually how we do it. At least that's how I do it. All right, let me give you an example. Yvonne, please stand up. Look at this. This is a vision. She's seeing a vision right now, okay? Now, what I'm teaching you now is supposed to pay, but freely I was giving, so freely you receive. But some of you will still not receive it, but it's because you just want pastor to be prophesying. Now, Yvonne, let's assume you are seeing this circle and everything inside in your vision. Tell me what you see.
I saw a cross, white cross, a yellow paint, a blue paint, Harvest Word Assembly, all engraved in a circle.
Why do you think you saw a cross first? Most times in a vision, you will see your bias. Are you with me? She saw a cross first because she's a child of God. Her name is in the book of life. Are we together? I say focus amplifies what? She saw a cross. There are people who have been in this church, they've never known this a cross. Are you still here? Then you saw the next thing. Is this one of your favorite? I need to know do you like yellow? Is there something about you and yellow? I'm trying to find out. What could have been the reason she picked a yellow? Maybe because it's a very bright color and it stood out. Then you picked the blue color. Now, you notice that apart from the cross, she started talking about colors. Now, if you asked me to describe the same thing, I would describe it differently. I would tell you that this represents the mandate of a ministry. I would tell you that most likely what I'm seeing is a church. Before I begin to even describe what I'm seeing, we both saw the same thing. We were given the microphone separately. But in trying to administer the revelation, I said, I saw the name, the Harvest Word Assembly. I perceive this is the name of a church. I perceive this represents like a podium or something. Before I begin to even talk about this cross, which is significant to the mandate of that assembly, then I begin to talk about colors. And by color, I may not just mention color. I will start giving the meaning of those colors. Thank you. Please, let me appreciate Yvonne. So, you need to pay attention, because many times the Lord will be giving you signals about things that pertain to your family or your life in the new year. And Lord will be telling you, cut iron off. But you may not know that is a building block to constructing an ark and saving your life. Every time God speaks, God speaks from the future. God never speaks from the present. Please put that down. Which is the reason why most times when God speaks to you, you will have conflict, because God is not speaking from your current reality. In the year 2000, I went to a program, a December conference in Akure, and Pastor Ayo came to minister in that meeting. And he was laying hands. He came with one of his friends. That his friend was... So, but Pastor, I was ministering. And I was really desperate as at the year 2000 to get a measure of clarity about what the Lord would want to do in my life. And I think this is the year we are coming into. You really don't want to gamble it. Because the ark that the Lord is bringing you into is an ark that is built by instructions. Let the window be like this. Let the ark be the 350, meters. He gave this elaborate plan, an ark that could accommodate both animals, very big animals, and human beings. Are you with me? So the Lord gave an elaborate plan to a man that was also trying to find God, a man who loves alcohol, a man who drinks. There's a reason why God saved him, and it's not because his name is in the Bible. But every time the Lord is speaking to you, he's trying to build something that will save your life in the future. So every time God speaks, he speaks from the future. God never speaks from the present. And you need to understand this. Don't have an emotional relationship with the word of the Lord. Have a faith relationship. Because you can pray and pray and pray, but there are certain things about your life that don't necessarily answer to prayer. They answer to clarity of instructions and obedience. If, for instance, you had an issue, you find yourself in one room with one nice girl like that or one nice boy, asking for forgiveness may not be the solution to your problem, because you are going back there tomorrow. Are you here? What does the word repentance mean? Hello, look at me. What does repentance mean? So when Jesus asked Nicodemus that he must be born again, did he talk about prayer? Are you here? Come on, are you here? I'm asking you, because some of us, we just accept things, we don't ask questions. When Paul was going to lead 3,000 people to Christ in Acts chapter 2, did they pray? Okay. Am I busting your religious bubbles now? Are you here? Are you fighting with what I'm saying? Are you struggling with it? It's okay to admit to. I said when Peter wanted to lead 3,000 people to Christ, did they say sinner's prayer? But they became Christians. And they got baptized in the Holy Spirit. When Peter went to preach in the house of Cornelius, while he was here speaking, the Holy Ghost, did they pray? Who told them to pray? Who told them that open your mouth and start speaking in tongues? God was simply confirming the word that they were speaking by baptizing them. That means every time you are really hearing the word of God, there should be a baptism. It may not manifest in the sense of speaking in tongues, but there's a sense of the Spirit that will rest upon you in a very powerful way. You may leave that meeting filled with the Spirit of joy, and you are beginning to praise Him and respond in a particular way, and you know it is because of what you heard. Come on, are you still here? For the brothers, You will be required to be faithful to the Lord in the new year like you have never been. You must become men of your words. When you tell somebody, I'm going to see you, you have to show up. When you tell a lady, I'm going to marry you, you cannot take your word back. Say amen.
Amen.
You are not permitted to go to any sister and be nice to her, because nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. Tell your neighbor, nice is not a fruit of the Spirit. You are not permitted to love three sisters and be going to the Amala joint and be paying for the Amala and say it's brotherly love and sisterly kindness. And as you are trying to eat the food, your eye is also looking at her. This new year, we don't have time. The Lord has called for a recession. There's no time for love. I said there's no time for love. There's time for war. So if you love, I just go to her and say, I love you, I want to marry. Don't come with all that rubbish. While I was praying, then, you know, I had a vision. Just, if you try that, we are going to cancel that relationship immediately. Tell your neighbor, build an ark. To build an ark is a long-term process that you have to sit with. And all through the construction of that ark, there will be nothing physical that will confirm to you that what you are doing is right. Because as at that, the rain had never fallen. You will be so mad and stupid that you will stop discussing your prophecies with people because they can't relate. What is ark? They will ask you, what is ark? When you say rain, what do you mean? You say, I'm not really sure, but it's like water. Because before then, the idea of rain or water was something that came from the ground, not from the top. Are you here? Go and look at all the people. I'm talking about if you want to build a lasting legacy. If you want to build a lasting legacy, if there's anything you need now, it is the ability to follow God stupidly. That's once you've confirmed is the one. There's a particular prophet in the Bible that lost somebody, and the Lord told him, don't cry. Does that sound like God? God is supposed to be a loving person. And God told him, I think it was the wife that died, and the Lord said, don't cry. When my father passed, I was just, I was 14 years. And sincerely, I felt my life had ended. Looking back now, I thank God. I probably would never have been a pastor if my father was alive. Everything is working out together for your good. You have to see it. You have to know nobody's watching your back like God. You have to know it. It's not what that guy said to you. Michael, Robert. Don't forget about Michael. My dad was already appointed as the sole candidate to go to the Senate in Abuja. I didn't know what that meant then, but I knew it was a big deal. So I would have probably moved to Abuja, and from Abuja across to the UK. So, but right now, I will be waking up in the UK. I would have been a citizen, but I would just know there's something missing. I would have married somebody else. Oh, I was praying. God told me, oh, she's my wife. It's because of where you met her. Pastor, I know she's the one. Let's keep lying to ourselves right now. Am I preaching here? My own personal desire was not to marry a Nigerian person. That was my idol. But I didn't tell anybody. So I was just waiting for my opportunity. If I was looking at that Dalinzek's daughter, I'm aiming too high. Somebody said I'm aiming too high. Or maybe T.D. Jakes' daughter. So all I needed was to show up in the U.S., join the church, and then when they dream Bible study, I'll just see something. They say, who is that guy? The rest, they say, is history. You see, this guy is so faithful. Prayer is there. Bible study is there. It's, you know, like, wow. And my name is Solomon. But you know, somewhere, if the hand of God is upon you, Pastor, there's something. I can't put my finger on it. But you just know something is amiss. So God will now have to start a remedial program. Do you know what remedial program is? You didn't meet up. It's like IGMB or advanced, what do you call those? Pre-degree. You won't be able to catch up with your mate, but they will start something else. You may now become a psychologist. You're going to prison, doing prison ministry. But it's a remedial program. If Noah had failed to obey God simply because whatever God told him had never been heard about before or done before, he would have perished. Do you know why he would have perished? I know God is a God of mercy, but Noah would have perished. And his children and his wife would have died because of him. Do you know why? As at the time Noah was alive, his family was the only family that had not been touched by the giants. Those giants that, those angels that like looking at nice girls and all that. Because some of you don't know. You think your beauty is just for you. Angels, don't create World War III. I'm just telling you. These angels came down. Watch us. Be watching that area for me. And they were watching other things. And they came down, became giants, married, gave birth to giants, corrupted mankind. The only family left was Noah. So God chose Noah. Not because he was not a drunkard. He was the last line left for humanity. So if Noah had argued or struggled with the Lord, that when the Lord said, I will bring your husband to you, instead of Noah's, assuming he was a lady, to have calmed down and sat down somewhere, she was now going up and down, going from party to party, hoping that peradventure, trying to help God. Abraham helped God and got Ishmael. I even want to know, am I the one with the problem or is it my wife? Let's try. Got Ishmael. They prayed against Ishmael, he refused to die. They went for VG. Every Ishmael in my life, Ishmael was prospering. Ishmael started discovering oil in Dubai, the Saudi Arabian kingdom. It seems everything we do against Ishmael, it's just like when you expect the witch to die. She's now getting promotion in the spiritual. Ishmael could not be. You see, there are certain things, once you do them, you can't reverse. Even God cannot reverse it. Even God at some time said he was going to bless Ishmael. So your instruction in the new year is key. Your instructions are like an ark. You have to build that ark and save your family. Your obedience in this new year is critical. Don't associate, for instance, with a person or a church if the word of the Lord is not there for you. Hey! Listen, as a pastor, when I started pastoring here, I had opportunities to move on with some other very big pastors who, when they are doing their programs, they can invite me. And some people even try to claim me. Like, claim me, literally. As though I was something to be purchased. They try to claim me as their son in the Lord. You know? And I don't hold this against them. You are all fathers, amen? So I know. But they try to claim me. The only problem in this equation is that there was only one man that seemed to have a consistent prophetic word for me. Pastor Ayo. On this side, Pastor Ayo is not ambitious, which was a problem for me. Pastor, your house has no ambition. He doesn't have anything he's aspiring to, that maybe in this life he will now have money or be rich. He could walk in here now with a cap or even a hat, and he knows he's coming to church, and he will sit down and wear a big chain. Tomorrow he could come wear agbada. He doesn't even behave like a man of God. So at some point we're asking, what's our political future or my spiritual future in this ministry? I need a father that can hold my hand. He said, what you need is not a hand, it's a word. And all these other people were saying very smart things. This is how to grow a church. This is how to do it. But the one that was in my journey from the year 2000, this is 2022. 22 years. One man. Even before he knew my name. So my loyalty is not, it has nothing to do with, we don't make a mistake. Following stage light, following bright light. At the end of the day, you have a problem, you can't call your pastor. Build an ark. Save your family. Let your life be such that 2023 is deliberate. You are not waiting for things to happen and then you are reacting. No. Anybody that made you second guess yourself, throw them out before 30th of this month. I don't care if they are angels. Anybody that make you second guess your role in their lives. Are you here now? Because some of you heard build an ark, but you didn't hear the implication of that statement. I said anybody that makes you second guess your role in their lives. It's not 2020. You send them out now. In fact, you may send them a message and say, thank you for the year. I'm blocking you effectively now. And you block them. Yes. Have you ever woken up in the morning and you felt, oh, I have so much to do. And when you picked a paper and a pen to write down the things, you couldn't write more than three things. But you woke up and your mind felt busy. I have to go to Mushin. Then I'll now go to Yanakwaja. By the time you just write everything, you don't really need to go to more than two places. And you are back in your house. The Lord has called for a recession in the land and is asking for Joseph to rise. Joseph was able to build a protective ark over the king. And that's why the king did not mind giving him a seat beside him. The king said to him, only on the throne would I be what? Greater than you. I was saying to my wife last night, and I'm sure she was just watching me like, I've come with my madness again. I was saying to her that none of us, I said it in Yoruba, but I really don't know. I said, I'm trying to look for the. Sometimes English, the spirit of interpretation doesn't flow easily from Yoruba to English. But this is what I was saying, like, you think you have people, you think you have family members, wait till you die. You don't have anyone. You have God. And just be sure you have Him. Most of the people that will come for your burial won't even know you. I've gone for burials. I've gone to bury people this year. I've sat at cemeteries, graveyard, 2 hours, 3 hours. Somebody here lost about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, lost her mom. And I had to travel. I think I went with Charles. Were you there with him? Huh? Yeah, we went to Abeokuta. I was still in Lagos and they were calling me and saying, Pastor, where are you? Where are you? We're already in Abeokuta. I said, I'm just leaving Lagos. Pastor, do you know with all the noise they make, I got to the place before them. I said with all the noise. So, Pastor, we just got to redemption. Pastor, will you be able to meet up? We are waiting for everybody's waiting for you. I still got to the cemetery. I was not going to say, actually. All those people with actually, you have to put them on a particular. We don't have time for that. The Lord has called for a recession in the land. We need Joseph. No time wasters. You don't need to be with someone for 6 months to know if you want to marry her. The only problem is that by nature you are a confused person. So it is you are, nothing will ever be enough for you. You are waiting to see if you will get tired of her. My brother, she's already tired of you. Want to marry. Most people do not know, and they don't tell you this in your what's that you people do, counseling. They don't tell you that a time will come, you will look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself if you made the right decision. They don't tell you that. They don't tell you to be loving yourself, be reading the Bible and doing this. By the time we got to that symmetry and I officiated, it was time to open the casket. I couldn't stand it. I told them, don't open. If you want to open, let me turn away. Because by nature, I don't like looking at dead things. But it's part of the work. I don't touch dead things. But it's part of the work. I went with my friend to bury his brother. And when I was coming back, I just called my wife. As I come into the house, nobody should touch me. I don't like having my bath 3 times a day. You understand? I'm a regular guy. So, I do something as occasion would, you know. So if the weather is very hot at night, I may decide to have a night shower. Alright? And some of you are laughing, but you know you skip these things two, three days, and the Lord is looking at you and is looking at where you are looking at me, and is laughing at where, even in Jamaica, is laughing at you. Because your own situation is even worse than mine. We sat at the burial ground and I was asking them to put the body in the ground. I've been to burials at the point of putting the body in the ground. People started fighting. After all the prayers. Started fighting. Family people came out. See, you won't even get an opportunity to say thank you to those who came for your funeral. Because you won't be there. God will not even allow you to watch your funeral from where you are. Do you understand how serious this is? How the obedience to the word of the Lord is so significant. Because when you finally stand before him, all he has in front of him are, what are the things I discussed with you and what did you do? Simple. If you let your emotions rule you this new year, if God ever considered his emotion, he will not allow his son to die. Are you here? If you have a wayward party spirit, there are some people that have, they are Christians, they are party spirits, they have they have this, they are able to switch easily between being a Christian and being wayward. There's nothing that pulls them back. They go to clubs and they go. For them, it's not an issue. And then I started interrogating Kenny. And I said, when did we get to this point? And I realized that a few years ago, there was a time we started having some kind of churches who were saying that we should make church fun and interesting for unbelievers. And they started teaching wisdom, leadership, different things. And people started flocking to those churches. And we started losing our spiritual base. People could no more pray, but we didn't see because the churches were full. Because the question is, if Jesus died and he was able to gather 120 successfully, 500, and between 40 days, he had 120 left. Because some people only follow for the photo hops. Between Ascension and Pentecost, is it 380? Left. They said they went to buy something and they didn't come back. We have just 120 people waiting. What are you waiting for? They can't even describe it. They were the ones who met with the Holy Spirit first time. The first set of people to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. Such that a Peter that couldn't look at a woman could now say, give your life to Christ, come to me. And 3,000. Jesus never won 3,000 in his lifetime. But Peter, that one that people rejected, welcome 3,000. Ah, they say it's a mistake. The next one, 5,000. It became a success. Whatever mistake you have made this year will not be as serious as your decision today. Are you with me now? Come and tell anybody, you need to make some decisions. So this is a pastoral message. I've seen places where I prophesy to people and nothing happened to their lives. You know why? They have wayward spirits. When you have wayward spirit, you are always looking for something. There's something. I was talking to an elderly man, a pastor, very elderly man. The man liked me because as a young boy, he saw that I had inclination to ministry. So he used to tell me some things. The man said, oh, that there was somebody they brought to him. His assistant pastor. That's another story. They brought a particular man to me and said the man had problems. And they wanted him to pray for him. He said, but he searched his spirit and realized that God wanted him to have a conversation with that man. So he started speaking to the man about devotion, how to be a committed Christian, how to pray, how to study the word. This, you know, the man just sat, was looking at him. So the person who brought that man was outside the office with the secretary. The moment he came out, the friend ran to me. Alpha. He said, the man, they try. That was talking about the pastor. He said, the man, they try. He said, but no be pastor, I need my prophet. The moment he said, nah, prophet. So I started thinking that, oh, is there a difference? So I thought they are all men of God. So what the man was saying was, I need a person that can see vision. All these, be coming to church, be faithful, serve God, have a prayer life. Baba, see vision for me. So the brother never came back. All right? I've seen people who post on their status, prayer and a scam. China built industries. But they call me, pastor, we have a problem. So, but they don't have visa to go to China. So they are calling me. So if I was to, that's what I tell you, if you ask me to pray and prophesy to you, I'll go and check your WhatsApp status. Yes, I'm a modern day prophet. I will check your status. If I see all those things, I will tell you, God said you should go and sleep. And you are, don't, if you sleep, you're on your own. If you, now, whether you like it or not, we all have a specific time that God has allotted to us. Say amen. When that time is done, there's nothing you can do. Do you know that time? Do you know how much time you have left? So if you were you, what would you be doing? You start now. Pastor, I want to know what God will have me do in 2023. You don't need that. Go and start from those things that are clear in the scriptures. Like the ministry of intercession, the ministry of reconciliation, sharing the gospel with lost souls. There are certain things that nobody can ever fault you. Even God cannot fault you. Certain instructions are clear. Are you here? Because the day we are coming into, it will be Joseph and himself. There will be no company. There will be no one to encourage Joseph to go to Pharaoh. Say, let's go and encourage him. We are his friends. Joseph has no friends. Because the dealings of God upon him, they are lonely dealings. Joseph had dreams. He had visions. He started his prophetic ministry as a confused man. Because it seemed that every time Joseph had a dream or a vision, the people who understood the vision were his enemies. Are you here? I said the people who understood his vision, they were who? His enemies. The people wanted to kill him. Then from there, he went to prison. You see the way God trains you. God will first of all establish that the people you think are your friends, they are not your friends. And that's why you have to be particular about your company, because anything that happens to somebody in your circle can affect you. If you have 5 friends, 2 decide to stop going to church. Before you know it, there will be a 3rd person. Because Satan will give you a false hope and tell that as you are praying at home, that God is also answering you. The only problem is that if you now find yourself in a situation and you now need your pastor to pray for you, but because your pastor already knows he is no more your pastor, he reserves the right to not pick your call. Are you with me? I say if your pastor knows that he's not your pastor, he can decide not to pick your call. Pastor, you spoke to me last week about a particular lady. He told the lady, go and get planted in a church. He was having this conversation with me. The lady prefers to, she just likes receiving prophecies. So she was like, she will go. Pastor, you asked her a question. What church do you like in Lagos? She says she likes Harvest Word Assembly. Pastor, I say, I know the pastor there. Go there. Today is the 18th of December. Maybe she will come for second service. But she likes prophecy. Has he ever bothered you that God chose the successor of Elijah from while he was busy? The guy was on the farm. The guy was not praying. The guy was at his business. The guy had a focus. The guy was at LBS. The guy was sitting for a program. The guy was busy. Have it ever occurred to you that God called Peter while he was busy? That God never called people who are not doing anything. Has it ever occurred to you that Apostle Paul was a professor of law? And that it was even his evil work he was doing when God called him. He was on his way to kill again when God called him. Paul! One prophet in the scripture said, I'm not a prophet. I'm a gatherer of this. I'm a farmer. He said, it was while I was doing my work that God called me. So who are you to think that that you can confuse work with prayer? Come on, are you here now? If you are a baker, for instance, and you make bread and all of that, but the bread always makes people purge. It's not the devil. Tell your neighbor, build an ark. That ark will save your own life. So you got to build it. You have to find your own way to get on top of the game. Go and build your credibility. If you're a prophet, learn how to hear God accurately. Don't just waste your time trying to dream and see vision for other people. Settle down. You won't get it like that. One of the marks and the skills of being a strong prophet is to learn not to see anything. Not even to prophesy. ...2023 must be a deliberate year. Half of the people who are wasting your time and you are chatting with, they have no business in your life. Go and do a review. Go and do an appraiser. Do you know that our Lord Jesus Christ was born at a time that God himself considered the best time for Jesus to be born in history? His birth had nothing to do with any human being. It was Baba who decided this is the best time for my son to be born. Just the same way God thought this was the best time for you to be born. And that you were not born earlier than your time. And you were not born later than your time. You were born in due time. And that is why if you follow the one who controls time, he can lead you. Like Abraham, he said, walk before me and be perfect. The moment you continue to play that emotional game, and you are always looking at your side, looking at what your friend is doing, looking at what your sister is doing, the chances are very high that you will fall again, and then it will become another year for you. So this is a pastoral counsel to you. When I look at the kind of iniquity and the sin, our time is up. When I look at the kind of iniquity and sin that David committed, David would not even be allowed to be a member of any church. David sinned more than Saul. Saul offered a sacrifice, and Saul tore the prophet's clothes. Did Saul collect anybody's wife? Did Saul kill his right-hand man? Did Saul marry his right-hand man's? Did he impregnate her? If the first one was a mistake, what about the second time you slept with her? You know, you just realize that this guy is a serial offender. The way when he was getting old and ready to die, the only way they could confirm was that when they put a lady beside him and he didn't move. That's when they realized that the guy is almost going. That's how anointed he was. And yet, when he was dying, what did he say? And this is David, the man after God's heart. So don't let the devil tell you you can't find mercy. This generation is broken. And I tell you, I was telling my wife this morning, I said if I was born in the U.S., I will not marry and I will not have children. Yes. I will not marry and I will not have children. Or I will go and marry an Asian person. Is that bad? The men are being destroyed. And they are being made to be weak. We are standing here today because somewhere in history, Noah decided that the voice he heard was the voice of God. And he obeyed. He did something nobody had done before. He built an ark. And by the time he moved into the ark, there was still no rain. And everybody was like, these people, they just call themselves Christian, they are trying to be smart. Now me go first, you reach heaven. That's what they told us in those days. I go first, you reach heaven. I go from club, go heaven. That's what my brother told me. Say you, they sleep church. I go first, you reach heaven. Say when I reach there, they don't know me already. I will just enter. And when you look at their lives, it seems they are even being more blessed. Hey, some of these guys, they are more blessed. You are the one studying project management, studying all these things. They are just getting promotion. That brother of mine, I went to his house in Ikeja. And he was asking me. They've forgotten that they told me that Christianity will not do me good as a young boy. That I should come and learn skills from them. I saw him. He goes to Daystar now. He was not asking me, brother Gwenga, how are you? Hope you are still in the faith. I say, yeah. He said, I don't play with God though. I was just looking at him. Wow. 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 So you can be saved. I met one of our SUG president. Very bad guy. Used to cohabit with one of my church members. Cohabit, literally. And the girl was a member of the workforce. When I saw him at Silverback Galleria, I was waiting for traffic. I was killing traffic. I just saw this guy. I said, So I called his name. I called his nickname. Alpha. He said, long time. Where are you? He said, I'm a consultant. We started. I said, I work with Oceanic Bank. So we just started talking. I said, he was like, you know, this life, you really need to be close to God. He said, you have to draw near to God. You see, there's just this thing about being, you know, deliberately drawing near to God. It's like you are making an effort and you are consistently, you know, just seeking him. I say, praise God. But in my mind, like, oh no. So don't judge anybody. If you go and backslide because of somebody. Or because of Sister Kim. You now throw away your Bible. Sister Kim. You didn't ask yourself that. Is this why Brother K left? You didn't ask yourself that Brother K left for a reason. You went to put a picture on your bed. Then you say they are always pressing you. Say you're always having some kind of dreams. Listen. The message of today is a personal call. It's not a corporate call. Your life can be different and beautiful in 2023. But you must build an ark to save yourself and your family. Eventually, the ark experience did not take away the weakness of Noah. Because the moment they came down from the ark, he went to Jin Shekbe. trying to drink shekpe. He drank. But the worst was over. If any of those giants had touched any of his daughters, everybody in that family would go. Because God did not want any lineage that was tainted. Because the Messiah must come through somebody. If not, if Jesus was born, Satan will lay claim to him. God too will lay claim to him. It will now be a question of who is your real father. And I say this as I round up. Even if you don't, if you are here now, you are listening to me, and you never really knew who your real father was, it doesn't matter. I came to tell you. Because 2023, Joseph had to live for many years without that feeling of covering, without that feeling of having a father. Not even the pain of, oh, my father is not even looking for him. Not even knowing that they told the father that he was dead. Now, it was the same people who told the father he was dead that came to say we saw him somewhere. So the question is, what exactly is going on? You told me that my son was dead. You brought the coat dipped in blood. Now you are still here telling me that my son is a prince, the prince of Egypt. So where is the lie here? Because I've lived for so many years. I erected a tomb. There was an empty tomb for my son, and you are telling that boy somewhere else. Do you know that the name of Joseph was changed in Egypt? Do you know he was given another name? Do you know he was given a wife? A wife that was not born again. And he had two children. He could not do anything about the wife, but he could do something about his children. He gave them godly names. Listen, your background does not matter. As long as your back is not against the world, your background does not matter. Don't let whatever has held you back, that feeling of not being enough, that feeling of not being equal. For some reason, they don't like you. They always bring you down in the office. For some reason, you are not the perfect candidate. It has nothing to do with your background. Listen to me. Listen to me. If God could make decisions about a Jabez, and he could make serious decisions about a Noah, and even looked at a Joseph in prison and pronounced him prime minister, he wasn't a citizen. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you are or where you have been. If you are still breathing today, there's a way of escape. Rise on your feet. Don't let Satan put any guilt on you. Don't let Satan rubbish you and tell you that, oh, you call yourself a Christian, you made a mistake. Yes. 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 I'm still human. Yes. I want you to declare I'm justified. I want you to declare I'm justified. I want you to declare I'm justified. Because Jesus says so.